Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, guys. Another shot of coronavirus. You know, I love to start off singing, John.
You're getting everyone really, comfortable and eased in, right?
Of course.
We should say that you cannot contract coronavirus by listening to someone who may or may not have coronavirus, just so you know.
Let's hope not, because you guys are all screwed.
Just you're getting it. You're getting it in your ears.
We do not have coronavirus, as far as I know.
No, that's true. But I will say we should just start off maybe here with some coronavirus talk, because Darren, last week we talked extensively about welcoming squirts, and the listeners of the show really ran with that. I was surprised to hear that they loved it so much.
They did love it.
Yeah. And like all weekend I was getting welcoming squirt messages from people on social media. I'm here to report that the welcoming squirts did not work for me, because I ended up getting sick, but not coronavirus. Everyone calmed down. I just had my typical seasonal allergy stuff. I had a bit of a sore throat and that type of stuff, but I'm on the mend now. And I'll tell you this, we just recorded our Sunday episode, and I really thought I wasn't even going to be able to get through it because my voice has been sounding so crazy. But Darren, here we are. I got through the whole episode, and now we're starting here with another shot. Are you proud of me?
I'm so proud of you. I think you did really well. And how do you know, I know that you know what your seasonal allergies are like. I'm not going to imply that, but how do you know that you're not further sick?
Well,
it's because you're getting better.
Yes. I am getting better, and it's every year around this time I get the same thing. And also, by the way, I don't have a fever, which is like the number one thing that really kind of should be worrying to people that may have coronavirus. It's really just like my voice goes haywire. I get a little bit of a sore throat, and I get a little sinusy. Everything was in my sinuses this time. You know, I've talked extensively about my sinuses on the show. But honestly, the last year or two, my sinuses have been great. I haven't really had much to worry about, but as soon as I was hand sanitizer city last week, I ended up with my seasonal allergies. So
yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, it's been crazy. I mean, even at People TV, I have to do my show now, which I do Monday through Thursday, hence me always being late to the show to record. I'm doing that remotely from my apartment. So I'm Skyping with people from my apartment.
Well, that's what we're doing right now, by the way, if you guys are wondering.
Yeah, we are far away. John, first off, was sick, but also we had a mandatory, work from home day. I'm sure there's going to be a lot more companies, even by the time this episode comes out tomorrow, that are implementing this more and more. So this was probably already old news, but I think right now they're just trying to contain everything.
Exactly. There's no vaccine. So everyone's sort of comparing it to the flu and all that type of stuff, but it's like, yeah, but with the flu, you do have a vaccine. So it helps prevent the spread from people, that would typically otherwise get it if they didn't have the vaccine, but there is no vaccine for this. So we really do need to just stay away from people as much as possible. And
yes.
I was seeing a thing where Italy is in a complete lockdown, the entire country.
Dude, I know so many people that were going to have weddings there.
Oh, really? I didn't even think
Oh, my God. So many people.
Oh, my God.
And oddly enough, that was where Carson and I were going to think about taking a vacation to, which I think is very funny.
Yeah. You've been there a few times though, haven't you?
Yeah, I've seen it for sure. But like, oh my God, everyone I think is just Everyone's just kind of freaking out. Yeah. But well, I mean, I feel like I could work from home. Normally I feel like I'd be
distracted,
but we can do it, you know?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, I'll say this. I've been working from home anyway since I started feeling sick last week after the show. I was like, okay, let me just take some time and stay home. Because, you know, the big message is if you start to feel sick or you are sick, stay home. You don't have to come to work. And I was talking to a friend of mine from Maryland who works on the railroad, actually. And he kind of like put me in a really interesting perspective because I realized that, you know, Darren, people like you and I are lucky because most of our jobs we can do remotely from our computers, from our cell phones, et cetera. But my friend who works on the railroad, you know, there's no login meeting for that. You know, he has to go work with his hands. And I feel like a lot of our country is probably dealing with that kind of a situation right now, which is really sad. But
and I feel horrible for like, you know, that's the thing people don't realize. I think some people are like, oh, my God, so excited to like be able to work from home. But the thing is that there's so many industries still that require, like, I think of a service industry, waiters, you know, they're totally relying on tips that
we
can't give them. And, you know, I feel really, I mean, thank God for the gig economy, because I do think there's, you know, you're able to kind of recover a little bit, but like, it is no joke. I mean,
yeah,
it really is no joke.
It's not. And I was noticing too, lots of colleges are announcing remote courses for the rest of the semester.
Could you imagine abroad right now? Could you imagine studying abroad?
Oh, I would just freak out and come home if I could.
Like, I studied abroad in Australia. I cannot even imagine, let alone with the fires, right?
Right.
But I cannot even imagine being like quarantined for whatever. Like, well, that would change everything for me. I mean, thank God that now, like 2020, we're able to have virtual classes. We're able to do this podcast. Like, we would not have been able to do that years and years ago.
But totally.
Holy shit. I would have been freaking out as a student for sure.
Well, it's funny you say that. I didn't quite think about it, but I actually spent 2 summers during college in Italy teaching English to children. And
oh my God, John.
And it was
massively
I would have been really messed up because apparently it's hitting hard in the northern part of Italy, which is where I was. It's just terrible. You know, it's, I hope that it all dies down. I hope that it will. I don't want to say I think it will because who the hell, I'm not a scientist.
No, but it will. I mean, you know, I mean, I think it's going to go down in the summer. Everything I've read says it's going to go down in the summer, which makes sense. Flu-like symptoms go down in the summer and then it'll ramp back up. We'll eventually, I believe in our healthcare system to create a vaccine for it. But the one thing I want to precaution against, and we sort of talked about it last week with our welcoming squirts, is like, people have to stop buying those goddamn surgical masks because you're taking them away from hospitals who really need them. And my grandfather is in the hospital, and like to think that he is not protected as a 95-year-old person because I want to take the subway with a mask, which isn't helping anybody unless you actually have it.
Like, have it, exactly.
Unless you have corona, then you should be doing that. But you know what? If you have corona, stay in your freaking apartment anyway. Like,
exactly.
It doesn't prevent you from getting it. It only prevents you from spreading it. And so it's just like, it's very frustrating for me right now when I see people doing that.
And it goes down to, you know, one of the things I think we're learning is that education and awareness, I mean, I don't want to get into the politics of it all. I think you guys can probably guess where I was going to go with that. But it's just like, when the messaging isn't correct, you kind of inadvertently cause panic and chaos with people because they don't know any better. They think they're protecting themselves, which is everyone's right, but they're really not doing what's best for everyone.
Absolutely. And certainly the panic is real. I mean, if you turn on any of the news these days, it's happening all over the place, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, can you imagine, I mean, hopefully it doesn't get to this, but what if, you know, New York City or even the rest of the country goes into a lockdown like Italy is? It's like,
well, even like closing the subways, could you imagine?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like that would be all of New York just like completely shut down and terrorized. That would be
I'm horrible. Literally staring out my window at a train right now as you said that. So that was
well, I will say though, being quarantined, I have a dog and a cat, so I'm like kind of happy about it.
Darren, we do need it. That is true. If you have pets, it's a great time to get to know them better. Darren, you have to know your dog extremely closely today. Did you want to talk about what happened?
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Whether you're working out, walking, or running errands, Audible can help you keep your heart rate up month after month with their pulse-pounding collection of thrilling audiobooks that you can't hear anywhere else. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, which includes thousands of titles. This month, check out the Audible original, The Space Within. It's a chilling 8-part story about a psychiatrist, Dr. Maddie Weil, voiced by Academy Award winner Jessica Chastain, who is tasked with unlocking the memories of a child who went missing for 7 hours. Maddie soon discovers that there are more who have faced similar experiences, and the truth of what is happening to them may impact the fate of humankind. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.
Well, my dog had a little bit of a surgery. I'm sitting next to him right now, taking care of him. He had, you know, he's an older Yorkie. He got all, I repeat, all of his teeth pulled. You know, the teeth are so part of like the overall dog's health. Heart health, yeah. And overall health, and you really have to maintain it over time. And so he had to get all of his teeth pulled at the hospital, but I totally trusted the doctor. He has his own veterinary dental practice. He was the head surgeon at AMC. Like, everyone there was so kind and great. And I think he's going to be a much happier dog once he gets off the anesthesia. You know, he's a little dog. So anyone's going to be groggy once you've taken that stuff and it affects you. And yeah. I'm so excited for hopefully to him to start feeling better because he's had problems with them before. And I don't want people out there to be like, you pulled all your dog's teeth. Oh my God. Like, dog's gums are very, very strong. I've talked about this with the doctor thousands of times over. You can still eat soft food, no problem. You could start them off on actual baby food. So it's not like, he's got to eat everything through a straw. It's not like human beings. They're carnivores. They're, you know, they're evolutionary capable of handling all this. Mm-hmm. And so I just want him to get better because it's really not fun seeing your dog or animal of any kind go through something. And my cat right now is being a good big brother to him, which I love.
Remind everybody what the dog and the cat's names are.
Dog's name is Julius, Prince Julius. And then my cat's name is Woody, King Woody.
All right. Well, get you everyone in our Facebook group or what, wherever you can. Send Darren a message, hashtag GetWellJulius.
Yes.
And we're going to send him lots of love and energy to him.
Thank you. I need him. I mean, I would take the coronavirus so he could get better.
Oh, that's sweet.
I would do it for sure. Thank you for checking in on him.
Yeah, of course. I was going to say, you know, before the show, poor Darren was texting us about the time, and I say us, I mean me and Megan and Matt, actually.
Because I'm literally always late to this podcast, correct?
Well, that's okay. No, it's not. You're not late. You're just, you have a different time now. It's okay. You're doing something else. It's not like you were meant to be on time, you know, at a different time. But, and you were like, guys, can we start a little bit later? And we're like, yeah, sure. What's going on? Is everything okay? And you were like, yeah, my dog's entire mouth was sort of removed, and I'm going to need to go get his medicine. And we were like, of course, go help your dog out. My God.
Matt was like, fuck you. I hate you and your dog. And I was like, okay, Matt, calm down.
Yeah.
Matt gets upset when I hang out with other animals that isn't him, you know?
For him, it's a whole, like, animal kingdom thing.
He's just jealous, exactly. But thank you so much for accommodating me and the well wishes to my little boys. They are my kings and my princes.
What we should have gotten to before we got to coronavirus is our big announcement that I just realized we didn't get to first.
We didn't get to this first, and we really should, because the funny thing about this announcement is, like, we're announcing a show that could potentially get canceled for coronavirus, but
you never know.
We never know, but we're so excited to announce it.
Yes. Business as usual.
We are going to be part of the Death Becomes Us Festival once again.
Yay.
We are part of it last year, part of it this year. April 25th at the Gramercy Theater, just like last year, same location, kind of right in Flatiron in New York City. Yep. If you're local, it's a great venue. Please come out and see us. Tickets are on sale now. You know, obviously keep you up to date. We're completely aware that the coronavirus is happening. We're certainly not suggesting anyone from another country to come out to come see us. But if you're local, it shouldn't take a lot to come do it. Please come see us. And, you know, obviously as cancellations happen or any of the venues change, we will completely keep you guys abreast of the situation. And yeah, we're not going to be like South by Southwest where we give no refunds.
Oh, is that true? They're not giving refunds?
That's what I heard, dude, that they canceled it and they're giving no refunds, which I think is horrible. That's what I heard. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe things will change by the time this airs, but still.
Wow. Yeah, we've been in close communication with the venue and are carefully following all the health guidelines. The safety of the attendees is our top priority. So as of now, we are not planning to cancel the festival or our show, but we will notify all attendees if anything changes. So keep an eye. In the meantime, let's proceed as if nothing is going to stop us from having a good time and go get your tickets.
Yeah. And you know what? I heard through the grapevine, not a doctor. I heard that drinking vodka sodas, like in a rapid fashion, cures coronavirus.
Is that true?
That's what I've, you know, that's what I'm taking from this whole conversation. So I feel like maybe you and I are part of the cure. We're part of the solution.
I love, you know what you should do? If you're not going to drink vodka sodas, go listen to The Cure by Lady Gaga, which is a really great song that came out a couple years ago. And that might make you, if anything, just feel a little bit better. You know, I'm a Lady Gaga stan. I have to plug a Lady Gaga song any chance I get.
Of course you do.
Yeah, of course I do.
Do you like her new album? Do you like All in All?
Well, the new album isn't out until April 10th, but her new song, which I mentioned on last week's episode, is out. And I will say it has grown on me. I didn't love it the first time, but I have started finding myself like walking around my apartment humming it. So I guess that's a good sign. Yeah,
that's what it is. It stays with you, bud.
Well, speaking of music, though, Darren, I should give an update on my David Archuleta situation.
Well, I've been at the edge of my seat. I have to know what's up.
You know, by the way, I don't know why I just made myself a David Archuleta situation, but that's what we're going to call it. Yeah. I haven't actually even been back at my office since we recorded last week to check any voicemails that you guys might have given me advice for. I just want to make a statement that this week no official decision has been made on whether I will send David Archuleta physical mail to go out on a date with me. By the way, there's no indication whatsoever that David Archuleta is gay or even remotely interested in me, but
you
That's
shoot for the stars, John. You shoot
exactly.
for the stars.
Exactly.
And let me ask you this. Have you made multiple drafts of this potential snail mail letter?
You know what? I haven't, but that's a really good idea because I would want to make sure it's very calculated. So maybe I can come up with a draft and read it on next week's episode and you can give me real-time feedback.
I think you should. And I think you should all judge it.
Yeah,
and if I was David Archuleta and let's say I wasn't gay, like would I respond?
Right. Would you respond or would you get a restraining order? That could be a big
And as we know, my hidden talent is pretending to be David Archuleta. So I feel like I am ripe for this kind of help here.
That's why I wanted to do a podcast with you. I'm like very much David Archuleta vibes over here.
Of course. Yeah, I figured.
All right. Well, this is a quick little another shot for you guys. Darren, is there anything else that you need to like mention? Are you
just wash your hands, people? Stay safe.
Yes.
And I'm hoping John and I will be back in the studio together. But we really appreciate you being quarantined with us.
That's a good way to put it. All right. And also, I want to say thank you to Megan, who is just such a professional because we
she
in the
really
last
is.
Had to be like, by the way, we're all working from home Wednesday. Can you make episodes on Skype for us? And she was like, yeah, no problem. What do you mean? And like everything just went flawlessly. So Megan, if you want to pop on, I want to just say thank you and we appreciate your help here.
Well, hopefully Megan is on, but let me also just mention as a little fun tidbit of how great Megan is that when we were talking about the test episode, she tested it out with her husband, Aaron. The reason she could find out how sensitive the sound was because Aaron, like the hero that he is, was eating Taco Bell and she could hear the wrapper being unwrapped in the other room. So Thank you, Megan and Aaron, for doing this test for us.
Aaron, of course, being Megan's husband.
Yes, of course.
Megan, thank you for your help. We appreciate you here.
Yes,
yeah,
thank
course,
you.
Guys.
And thanks, everyone, for listening. And stay safe out there. Wow, I can't even see Stay safe out there.
There you go. See you next time.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.